Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're talking about our humanity. And what if it's our humanity that is actually our divinity? Let's get into it. What if God, Allah, the Tao, Oshun, Yah, the Divine, truly did create humanity in its image? What if everything we go through, the stages of our development, is the divine attempting to detach and observe its own evolution? What if we are the image of the divine? Then it cannot be that we evolve and the divine does not. What if the divine was evolving along the same stages, seeking to learn to love itself, becoming sometimes frustrated, feeling fear, many times feeling love, creating, playing and trying, knowing, not knowing, wondering, questioning, seeking purpose, finding purpose, acting, and ultimately seeking the unification of itself? What if all these things that we call our humanity, our evolution through stages of identity and understanding, how some fraction of us is always seemingly held back from completely unifying? What if what we call our humanity is actually our divinity? What if the divine craves love because it's hard to be alone in the journey? What if the divine craves the love of humanity in particular because we, given free will, would had to have given that love out of free choice? And therefore, that love would have meant something. What if all of creation is the mechanism through which the divine comes to understand, accept, and love itself? What if God felt despair, attachment, or pain? What if all the things we lament in ourselves are our divinity? And what if they are what helps the divine come to love itself? We talk about polarities and how polarities exist here in this incarnation. We're here experiencing all these polarities, love and hate, humiliation and exaltation, right and wrong, good and bad, so many others, like destruction and creation. And those polarities exist here in our four-dimensional reality, if you include time, 11 dimensions, if you like string theory. And we talk about how when we make our exit and we return to energy and consciousness, that those polarities no longer exist. There is no good, bad, right, wrong, up, down, past, future. But what if it's not that there isn't polarity, but that the polarity is merged, integrated, melded with, so that it's not good and bad. It's the good bad, the bad good. It is both. It is the entire polarity collapsed into one. I think this may be more likely. The oneness and the unification of the polarities, as opposed to the polarities not existing at all. And so here in this incarnation, these polarities are unfolded for us to enjoy, or maybe not enjoy, experiencing both ends of them. And what if that is just an aspect of our divinity? Maybe just seeking the experience of polarity. But why? Why experience polarity? Why disunify? So that one can unify again, or so that one can understand and pick apart the components of oneself. I suspect that we are extensions of the divine who are here as, think of it as copies of the divine, experiencing life as all these different people and all these different animals and all these different plants and all these different planets and all these different stars and nebulas. Why? To get down in the polarity to really understand the bits of self. To unify, appreciate, integrate. Just like we work down here to integrate the shadow self. If you want a good book on that, go read Existential Kink. A tad over-sexualized, but hey, she's trying to sell books. Just go with it. It's fun. It's a good visit. But the technique cannot be denied. It's so good. So just as we try to integrate this, what we call the shadow self, we don't try to destroy the shadow self or get the shadow self to cease existing. We work to integrate it in with ourselves so that it becomes less potent. Right? We befriend it rather than isolate it. So here we are down here trying to integrate our polarities too. So what if our humanity is our divinity? And what if the divine, the God consciousness, goes through the same 11 stages that we do? Maybe the divine just experiences them all at once. Maybe that too is integrated. Fun stuff to think about. So I just wanted to throw this one out there today. We dog our humanity so much. We see ourselves as problematic and challenging and, oh, I wish I wasn't that way. I wish I didn't have that aspect. All these beautiful aspects of our humanity, how we question ourselves, how we doubt ourselves, how we sometimes we get angry and sometimes we get sad and sometimes we have feelings we don't enjoy and sometimes we do things we're not proud of. But if we are made in the image of the divine, then all that mess is divine too. Then there is no aspect of us that is not of God. And this is where the integration gets really challenging, because if there's no aspect of this existence that is not of God, then of course love is of God, and we love to focus there, don't we? Joy is of God. Life is of God. But that means also death is of God. violence is of God. Gets hard now, doesn't it? Anger is of God. Polarity is of God. Every horrible thing you try to stay away from is of God. This is a really, really challenging work. Can you look upon those things? War and death and violence. And look upon them with the love of a creator. Now that's some good homework for today, isn't it? You thought you were rolling into an easy one today. Not today. See if you can see God in those things that you try to look away from. And then go look in the mirror. And don't look away. And see God. That's the heavy stuff. Then send me an email. Let me know how it goes. Let me know how this experiment goes, what's going on in your world, any good resources you may have found recently. Just follow the link in the show notes, sign up for the newsletter, and write me back. And let me know what's going on in your world, how I can help, or what you may have found recently. Thanks for joining me today. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.